News, I'm Gene Randall. The British ambassador to the United States, Tim Darroch, has resigned. The announcement comes a day after U.S. President Donald Trump described him as a very stupid guy and wacky, clearly aimed at undercutting the now ex-envoy's leaked assessment that Mr. Trump is inept and incompetent. In his resignation letter, Darroch wrote, "I'm grateful to all those in the U.K. and the U.S. who have offered their support during this difficult few days." No early word if outgoing Prime Minister Theresa May will choose a replacement before she leaves office at the end of the month. May is voicing support for Kim Darroch.
"I have told him that it is a matter of great regret that he has felt it necessary to leave his position as ambassador in Washington. The whole cabinet rightly gave its full support to Sir Kim on Tuesday."
White House reaction came from Vice President Mike Pence's chief of staff, Mark Short.
"I think the reality was that in light of the last few days, his ability to be effective was probably limited, so it's probably the right course."
Meanwhile, British officials say they're trying to search out the person who leaked the confidential cables to the Mail newspaper. Dana Allen is an expert on U.S.-British ties. He says the current transatlantic flap is a reflection of deeper issues.
"I think it just highlights the difficulties that the Trump presidency and the huge fight in the United Kingdom over Brexit have caused to the relationship."
Volkswagen will end production of its Beetle model after the last one rolls off the assembly line today in Pueblo, Mexico. Heavily associated with hippie culture in the 1960s, the car's fame was solidified in 1968 with the Walt Disney movie The Love Bug. Volkswagen explains that cult is not necessarily synonymous with sales, and so today's production shutdown, a sad milestone for many around the world. From Washington, this is VOA News. Iran is rejecting calls to return to the 2015 six-power nuclear